Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
We about to break the chain once and for all. Looking at my city, it's about that time. You don't have to fight, have to fight. Which side is you on? We linking up the pawns.
We wanna suffer.
Oh. Oh. Staying with my head up high, I'm black till I die. Down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very interesting young man who's traveled from very far away to be with us tonight.
DJ Eastman.
No one can do it better.
Yes,
DJ Stretch, they wanted another one. It's volume 3, Viva Fidel, the mixtape. Check it out.
Let me speak on my city. The statistic is wicked.
Peace.
Peace.
What's
good?
Up?
Chilling.
Nothing much. We're on Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio, and I think we have somebody tuning in. Who's here with us today on the show?
This is Quad Almighty.
What's up, Quad?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. This is Lady Sun Natalie Tunkara, a.k.a. represent from Rap Fanatic Magazine and Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio. I'm just honored to be here with you today, Quad Almighty, while you're out there hustling and doing your thing as we speak, because I know how you do your thing, and just hope you can give us a few minutes and tell us a little bit about what's going on with you. Is that cool?
Man, it's lovely. I'm honored that you got me on here. You're right. I am right here in the midst of the grind, but the saga continues, as we say, in the biz.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
tell us where you are right now as we are doing this actual radio interview.
I'm in Brooklyn, New York, actually on the promotion grind. Just doing this hip-hop independent and, you know, really just trying to change the way that people perceive hip-hop and, you know, that the way people take it in nowadays. You know, the industry is changing. The whole format is different now. So, you know, we got to kind of revolutionize the path that we usually take, and you know that's what I'm doing. That's what it is.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, being out there in the field, you know, hustling and doing your thing as an MC. And I wanted to ask you, talk about how it feels to be an MC in the hip hop game right now. What is that? How does that feel?
Hey, you know, it don't really feel special. You know, it's not, you know, like, I guess back in the day when I came up just admiring MCs and hip hop, and it seemed like it was a lot more, a lot more glamour to the job than it is now. Now you kind of just got to get down and dirty in the trenches. You know, the big label format is falling apart. That's why. So now it's like being an MC is more than just kicking raps and you know, like the format used to be just a mic and two turntables. Now, you know, it got to be different because the market is so oversaturated. Technological advances that made it easy for everybody to do that, so it's just not special no more. You know, like, I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one who feel like this, but like when I listen to hip hop now and I hear new hip hop, it's just not as exciting as it used to be. Like.
Right.
You know, I remember when I first heard, like, Wu-Tang Clan and when I first heard, like, Illmatic and all of that back in the day, it was exciting. Like, it made me change the way I walked. It made me change the way I talked. Now, you know, it's such a cookie-cutter format. Kind of hip-hop industry is just run by, like, corporate entities. So, you know, we kind of got to take it back to the roots and we got to kind of, like, you know, recreate the path like the way that we see fit, because if we leave it to the big labels, then, you know, you're going to have like a whole bunch of cookie cutter artists just like it is now.
That's, I mean, it's sad to say, but, you know, I hear so many, you know, talented MCs such as yourself speak about the industry in the same way, and it's a little discouraging. So we're going to get on inspiration a little bit later.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what up, Quark?
Yo, what up?
Hey.
What up, man? Quack.
What up?
Man, how do you cultivate your mind, man?
Yo, man.
Man, just answer that. Answer that. How do you cultivate your mind, man, on some hazardous shit?
Yo, man, I put the pen to the pad, and then I just let the thoughts flow, man. You know what I mean? It's all about self-expression to me, like the truest form.
Hold on, man. You ain't feeling me, man. How do you cultivate your mind, man, on the Milwaukee tip, on the 414 tip? Who do you think you're talking to?
I don't know who I'm talking to. Who am I talking to?
Man, it's Fat Brain, man. It's JB, man. You
assault
me, man. You
know what? In order for you to speak on something like cultivate your mind, I know you had to be ahead, and then the fact that you're a legendary producer.
Here we go. What's good, man?
Hey, man, it's all good, fam. How you been?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I can't complain, man. I heard you over there crushing them.
Yeah, man, I'm doing the damn thing.
Hey, we got a double interview going on Viva Fidel Radio.
Yo, you know we got the record store. You know we got the record store at the crib popping, man.
Where?
Live wire.
Oh, in the mill?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's love. That's love,
man.
That's
you know what I'm saying with Fidel now, man. We doing live Fridays, man. We just showed his movie in the store. His control demo movie, and we have an MC battle, man. We just banging out, man. What's going on, man?
That's,
when you come home,
that,
man, you need to get
up
with me.
That's what's up. Who are we talking to? We got JB on the line.
Yeah, my name is JB, man.
How you doing, JB?
Now,
this is
I'm good.
This is the host of the show. My name is Lady Sun. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lady Sun. I didn't mean to overtalk to you, man, but...
No, that's okay. We were just in the middle of an interview, and I really appreciate your energy and love on the call.
I just wanted to let everybody know, on another level.
I just wanted to let everybody know who we were talking to, and... Because people probably are listening, and it sounded weird because we were questioning. We were in the middle of the interview, but it's all good.
Sorry,
Let me give all the listeners out there a little insight on me and JB. JB is one of the producers. He's a legendary Milwaukee producer. Like, his name ringing all over the Midwest for that matter. But he is one of those producers that really, like, embraced the music. He really embraced the culture. And JB kind of, like, he just set our style and opened up. Like, it's rare when you run across a producer who just opened up his whole library to you. But JB did that. Like with the crew that I started rhyming with, that's HAZ, Hungry and Zooted, back in Milwaukee. Big up to Paulie O and Goons out there if they listening. But yeah, we did some tracks with JB and they was lovely on the Hungry and Zooted album. You can get that at SoundClick.com. Matter of fact, if you
the track I done was called "How Do You Cultivate Your Mind."
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Which explains why he came in answering that question.
Right.
JB. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, but can I give the world a shout out about what's going on in the mill real quick?
Yeah, give me about you got 30 seconds, baby, and then we gotta continue with the interview.
Okay, 30 seconds, man. The mill is going down right here at Live Wire Music, 3722 West North Avenue. We're the last black-owned mom-and-pop store in the city, and we sound scan. We're getting it in for the city. We're trying to support as many local artists as we can and as many independent artists as we can. Like I said, we sound scan. We're the only mom-and-pop store in the city, and we got everything. Our library is... We have everything, whatever you want. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Got the MySpace page. Oh yeah, we got the live. The website is live-wiremusicstore.com. You know what I'm saying? We're getting that updated today. Dude doing
that's
some work on it. So if you get to it and it's dead, my guy doing some work on it. But other than that, man, it's only popping, man. We here for whatever, man. Club, you know what I mean? I ran into Damien, man. And he told me he was down there doing it. And then Videl came home and told me he was doing it, man. So, you know what I mean?
Man,
don't forget about the ants, man.
Man, you know I forgot about you, man. You know what? I need to get some material to you, JB. So I'm going to be in contact with you.
Well,
hey,
man, Videl got all
my
information,
man. You know what? Let's y'all exchange phone numbers right now. We got some more business to do. You know, y'all got more business to do, and that's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much for calling in, baby.
Because
a lot of people don't know Milwaukee is on the map, so you just let them know by calling in, showing love. That's good stuff.
The number to the store is.
Yeah,
the number to the store is area code 414-442-9920. And my cell number is 414-736-2794. Whatever you doing, man.
Are you single?
Artists, who, me? No, I'm married. I got two lovely kids, a lovely wife. I've been married for 10 years, man.
Beautiful. Well, ladies, do not call that number. You need to sit on the phone. Don't call that number, ladies. Everybody listening.
Yeah,
well,
right.
You can call, whatever. You know, it don't matter. I'm trying to keep this all business.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's keep it moving. Thank you so much for, you know, chiming in and giving us your love and energy. Milwaukee's out there on the map, y'all.
Anytime you want to call me, just call me up. Y'all need to know what's going on from a Midwest perspective on
this whole music.
Your boy Fat Brain, man. That's me, man. Fat Brain.
That's what's up, Fat Brain.
And everybody, keep your mind cultivated. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And how can anybody listen to that track that you produce?
I don't know. You got to get the club. I don't even have it no more.
Go to SoundClick.com. You got to go to SoundClick.com/QuadAlmighty, and then you go and you look under the Hazardous album. You'll see the Hazardous emblem on the album cover, and you click on that, and then you can listen to Cultivate Your Mind. It's out there.
All right, y'all. Yeah. Go out there and listen to that and Cultivate Your Mind.
You can look me up on MySpace. Just type in Fat Brain or Deep Thought Productions, and you can get to me. I don't know the little the code. My mind is cultivated right now, so I'm not really functioning on all cylinders. But you know how I do, Quad.
Hey, I'm ready. All right,
man. Yeah, man. Holler back, man. When you get a chance.
I will.
All right, you better hit him up. He's gonna hit you up.
Yeah, anybody hit me up. I don't care. I want my number to be like Mike Jones, but just on some hip hop shit. You know what I mean?
I'll
be the hip hop Mike Jones. You can call me. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Word.
I got beats too. I don't want nothing for him. As long as you dope. If you got some Ghostface type shit or some Cool Keith type shit. You can have one of my beats.
All right. So you hear that? All the MCs out there listening, Fat Brain is giving away tracks. Hit them up on MySpace and at the store.
Yeah. Peace. All right. I'm out. I'm going to stop trying to overtalk everybody. I'm good.
Your brain is just so fat, you can't help it.
I know, man. All right. Bye, man. Call me, man. Please. Yeah, peace, man.
All right. Yo.
That's what's up. It's so good.
That was
it's
a
not like this, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody
knew about it, so that was something that was expected.
yeah, without a doubt. That was a pleasant surprise. I ain't talked to Fat Brains in, like, years, yo. It's been years.
Wow. Did you take down this number?
Yeah. You know I got to connect. I got to connect.
Sounds good. Well, it's always good when your people show you love. You know, that's what
Because from back in the day, because that's what I mean. Like, I got out to New York maybe about 2-3 years ago. And, you know, like, I'm really just getting in the mix right now. Like, I put this band together out here. By the way, the name of the crew is Quad Almighty and the Powers That Be. Now, I put this band together just recently, and we've been doing shows, like a lot of shows this year. But, like, it really started. I really started in the music biz, like, in 98 back in Milwaukee with that crew, Hazardous. And, it was all independent then, too. We put it all together and then, like, just getting embraced by producers, like, you know, cats that just believed in what we was doing. And, you know, like, that just lit a fire in me. Like, it's you know what I mean? It's nonstop now. But everything I know, I learned from Milwaukee. Like, that's the perfect training ground. Like, I didn't,
wow.
You wouldn't think that it would get you prepared for New York. But, you know, it probably would have.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have came out here in 98, it would have been a different story. But because of the way that the whole industry done changed, the way it's all independent based now, you know, like, that's really where it's at. Like, you starting to see it. Catch that. If you just got a hot 16 and some hot tracks, you just kind of don't stand out. You might do some one-hit wonder stuff, or you know what I mean? You might get a hot video, but, like, the cats that's really making big numbers, it's so much more to the picture. Like, you got to be like a media mogul. You got to be all on TV. You got to be, like, all types of endorsements. You got to have, like, something deep with your music, like Kanye. You know what I mean? For example, you got to go all the way above and beyond, or else it's just, you know
what
I mean?
Let's talk a little bit about you, you know, and how you do your thing. Like I was saying, we were talking about the love that Fat Brain just showed you. And we want to keep – a lot of times when people talk about hip-hop, they're saying, oh, the game is this, the game is that. But we want to talk about the love of the game, because that's what I think of when I think about you.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who really loves hip-hop and really loves the fact that they have this talent and is determined to get themselves out there. So tell me what you love about your style and what makes you so sure that you have a place in the hip-hop game.
Okay, for me, hip-hop is bigger than music. It's more like a culture and, like, the way we live. And, like, you know, it's a manifestation of the black struggle in America, really. And so, like, you know, like, for me, all of that got to vibrate through the music. Like my name, for example, Quad Almighty, it's all a reflection of how the Most High impact my thinking and impact, you know, everything that I'm going through, how he inspired. So, like, with hip-hop, for me, I use it as a tool to make things, to make changes in society, to make changes for people. Like, you know, in the root, it's self-expression, but, like, you know, whatever the music is saying, that's kind of like what's really going on in the world. So you listen to Quad Almighty, you hear, like, tracks like In Case You Didn't Know, Head in the Clouds, or Revelations,
right.
And you know, you listen to the lyrics, and it's talking about, like, what's going on in the world. Like, you know,
right.
We got crazy shit going on with the weather. There's wars and shit for no reason, and you know, people with absolutely no knowledge of self. Like the fact that, you know, we gotta like portray ourselves as drug dealers, as gangsters, or as pimps in order to make it in the industry. And I'm really about changing that. So, like, hip-hop for me is a tool for revolution. It's like my rifle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I heard that. And, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to have that, you know. Just imagine if there was no hip-hop.
Man.
What kind of world would this be?
It's self-evident. Now, you can even see McDonald's commercials as hip-hop now, but
right. You
think about it, like, man, like, wow, think about everything in life, way you walk.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, like, that is so sweeping. Like, I can't even imagine, it's like imagining the world without the sun. I don't even know what it would be. I know is that I just think about, I always think about, like, every issue I face, every issue I deal with in my life, in my mind, you know, I can kind of express it in, like, a poetic way. And, you know, I think that goes even before, like, before African Bambaataa, like, hip-hop. Like, I think even early jazz musicians was, you know, they lived hip-hop culture. You know what I mean? It was, like, self-expression in a society where you wasn't fully accepted. So you kind of had to make your own way out of nothing. You know what I mean? And that's just what hip-hop is. It's, like, that's why it just springs up. Like, wherever downtrodden people is at, you find hip-hop culture is prevalent there. And, like, you see now, especially on an international scale, you see, like, hip-hop is in Palestine. Hip-hop
right.
is in all over Africa. Hip-hop is in everywhere. You know what I mean?
Word. Well,
yeah.
Tell us what made you love hip-hop so much that you decided to MC full-time, because that's quite a commitment. as everybody knows, to just, you know, put that on the top of your list.
You know what? When I heard, when I first started dealing with knowledge itself, I started reading, like, the 120 lesson. And then I used to hear, like, Wu-Tang Clan and all of those cats. They would kind of infuse the 120 lesson into their raps. And then you would go to a Wu-Tang concert, and you would see all white people in the concert, and they would be loving it. Now, if you're familiar with anything to do with the 120 lesson, you know that it's not really too flattering to white people. But the fact that they could hear that, they could hear the 120 lesson in that and still embrace it, it showed me that hip-hop was powerful enough to make any change I wanted to make in the world. And from that point on, I was sold. I knew that I needed to use hip-hop in order to make any kind of difference on the planet. And, you know,
right.
I guess it was just like, well, I don't know, when you discover who you are in the scheme of this whole thing, and then you see, like, the problems and the hardships that your family done went through or your community is going through, you realize that, man, you make a difference, and you got to do something, like, you got to do something to either impact people or, like, create change. And so, like, when I realized that, it was just like, how can I do this? How can I make a change? How can I, you know, correct people's thinking or just, you know, whatever, like, just be a factor in making something positive happen out here. I just realized, like, hip-hop is the best way because, you know, I'm good with putting words together. You know, I'm a poetic thinker. And, you know, like, through the beat and the words, you can make anything happen.
That's what's up, and I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And seeing how I see it, you working so hard as a MC in the game. You've been in New York because, you know, if people didn't catch on by now, he's originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Midwest.
Right.
And, you know, you ventured out to New York to, you know, try to make something happen. And you've been here for how long?
I've been here for 3 years.
3 years, and, you know, since he's been here, he's been working mad hard and doing his thing. But tell us what keeps you inspired to do that, you know, because it doesn't always yield positive returns. And, you know, what keeps you inspired to do what you do?
Right. It's, you know, it is. It's just little, it's like little progress. It's like, you know, maybe things be bad or maybe things don't go the way you always, things don't always go the way you plan them to go. But then, you know, sometimes it's just that little inspiration from a person like, oh, man, I heard you on, you know, I heard you on this show. Or, I saw your footage on YouTube of that show you did at Knitting Factory. That verse was dope. Or maybe it'd be somebody at the show. Man, I love what you were saying, man. You positive and you different, man. Everything need to be changed with this hip-hop. You know what I mean? Just running into people like air-like minds. That's what really keeps us going because it's an uphill battle. I'm not going to even front. It's an uphill battle all day. But, you know what I mean? And then, you know, like, it's profitable, too. If you put the work in right, you know, you can make a living doing hip-hop. But, you know, because the market is oversaturated, sometimes it can be like a downer. But it's those little things that keep you going, just little compliments, little air likes, cats that notice what you're doing, and then, you know, they kind of thank you. I mean, people is appreciative.
Word.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so that's a lot to take in, you know, on an everyday way. Do you do this full time, or do you kind of do it on the side like most people that come here to try to do their thing?
Man, hip hop is all that I can, is all that I think. I do it full time. Like every hour, every minute of the day, I'm trying to find a way to, you know, spread my music around the world. And, I'm, you know, it's like it's a guessing game at this point because there ain't no one way. Like, it used to be just like, you know, find some A&R that like you and then get a distribution deal with whatever label and then, you know, they're going to put you on. But now it's like you got to really think off of the track. You got to think like, it's like internet. It's like networking with people, like with independent entities that can, you know, to help make it possible. So it's like...
So you know that it's possible that you can do this full time and make a living off of it.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. It's just hard work. Now it's not like, I mean, it used to be you could just pop up in somebody's office with your notebook and then, you know, if they like your swagger, they would sign you. Now it's like, no, you really got to become a publicist, an event a coordinator, a promoter.
You got to be out there and do a little bit of everything, but we all know that it's hard.
Yes.
to maintain that lifestyle. But when I listen to your music, that conscious hip-hop side of me is so pleased, you know. Would you say that you only make music for the conscious hip-hop crowd, or would you say your music is for everybody?
I'm human, just like anybody else. It's kind of like my conditions and my situations kind of just reflect what I'm going to talk about. And just like, you know, the album I got coming out is The Royal Parchment, The Indoctrination of Dynastic Rationalism. And,
right.
You know, the purpose of the album is, you know, just to show people that, you know, it seems like everything that we're going through is brand new, but we're really part of a long lineage, a long line of like, you know, like cats that have been doing this from like eons ago. So, you know, like it's kind of your strength to look back on what we already got established in the past. So, I mean, for me, it's just right now, you know, at this time, we got to make some serious radical changes. And so, you know, like we got to mend some gaps in the people. Like, you know, racism is still prevalent. So we got to overcome that. So I'm going to address that. I'll be talking about Africa, the black man and God on this album. You know what I mean? Because that's what's missing. That's the missing link out here. But,
right,
you know,
exactly.
I do songs about other aspects of life. I talk about, you know, women and partying and bullshitting
right.
too. But, you know, I just, you know, I think we got responsibility.
I heard, exactly, and I'm so glad you said that because a lot of, you know, MCs out there don't understand that they do have that.
Yeah.
Well, tell us how we can access more information about you. What do you have coming up for Quad Almighty? What's going on with you on the music bit?
Well, you can check out www.quadalmighty.com. That's the best way to keep you linked and plugged in. You go there and you can find out about all of the upcoming shows. The album, The Royal Parchment, The Indoctrination of Dynastic Rationalism, that's dropping in September. So be on the lookout for that. And then if you ever out on the East Coast, in New York City, Jersey, Philly, D.C., that area, you know, sniff around because I'll probably be performing with the band. Quad Almighty and the Powers That Be, you know, we'd be in your section. And if you're in Milwaukee, you know, definitely look me up. I always pop up in the mail.
How often do you – that's a good – I'm glad you said that because you're not in Milwaukee anymore, but a lot of your fans are out there. Well, how do you plan on, you know, creating that balance between, you know, being a Milwaukee native and trying to branch out to the rest of the world?
It's,
how do you plan on doing that?
It wouldn't be possible if it was not for the World Wide Web, I tell you that. But because it is, because we do have the internet, everybody can plug in and catch what I'm doing all the time. You know, I mean, I only can be one place at a time, but, you know, shows, I do shows, I'm doing shows everywhere. But, you know, if you go to the website, www.quadalmighty.com, you can catch me. I don't care where you're from, Bangladesh, Milwaukee, Chicago, New York, or down south somewhere.
Peace. That's what's up. And before we close out, we'll be with Fidel Revolutionary Radio. We just like to find out, what does it mean to be a revolutionary to you?
To me, revolutionary means you gotta be trying to change things for the positive, like, and
right.
I mean, you know, I guess you could be revolutionary in a lot of different ways, and I'm for all of them. I think we gotta be all out rebels. We gotta be all out rebels because the way things is going, you know, people is asleep, man. People gotta be woken up, and you know, like, priorities gotta be shifted and rearranged. So. It's almost
right.
like being like it's almost like being conservative, taking it back to like a time that I wasn't even around for.
Right.
But you know, it's really about just making changes, like making changes for the better. If you're making
changes for the better,
you're a revolutionary. Yeah.
That's what's up. And so let everybody know you don't have to have this type of look or walk or dress to be revolutionary. It's just all about positive changes.
Positive change. That's it.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Thank you so much, Quad. And
man.
This will not be the last time we spend some time with you on Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio. But we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. And tell us one more time what your contact or website and MySpace is.
website is www.quadalmighty.com. The MySpace, you go to myspace.com/QuadAlmighty. SoundClick.com/Quad. If you put Google Quad Almighty and everything will come up. So, you
Google
know, just.
Quad Almighty, that's what's up.
Yeah, reach out to me. Reach out to me because I'm very attainable and, yeah, I'm trying to do it. So if you want to collaborate or if you're trying to get out on the biz or whatever, you got some suggestions or some pointers or you whatever, just give it to me. I'm with it.
Definitely. Hit this brother up, everybody out there that's listening.
Hey, what up, y'all?
Thank you.
Yo, what up, Natalie? Quad Almighty.
Yeah,
what's going on, yo?
Hey, yeah, make sure. Oh, yeah. By the way, let me plug that show. We got a show coming up this Tuesday, June 24th, at Galapagos Art Space in Brooklyn, New York, world famous.
Okay.
Viva Fidel will be performing along with the AOK Sam, Fresh Daily, Homeboy Sandman, Pharaoh Z from Liberation Sam, my man's Public. We got Brother L DJing. It'll be crazy. It's going to be crazy. 2-for-1 drinks, ladies free. Y'all got to come check that out. And, you know,
shout out the location again, Quad.
It's Galapagos Art Space. What is it?
70 North 6th Street.
Yeah, right there in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, baby. Come check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you're getting real hip-hop music, like live instruments. You got to come check it.
Right.
Well, it sounds good. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us today.
Lady Sun, Rap Fanatic.
Rap Fanatic.
I appreciate it, baby.
www.rapfanatic.com. Thank you, and this won't be the last time.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Natalie, thanks, yo. Hey, Quad.
Yo.
Yo, what it do, brother?
What it is, fam.
Hey, man,
what?
I'm excited about everything you was really breaking down to the people, man, and letting them know for real the concepts behind the music, the ideas and the thought pattern behind everything you're doing, because that's so important that people realize, like, that it really goes down, like, past just the song that they might – they might like the song, they might like the music, they might like the sound, but really it's a lot more behind it. So it's important that you break that down to the people, man. I appreciate you sharing that with the people on the Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio Show, straight
man,
up.
Man, you know what? I'm glad that you got the arena for, you know, for brothers like us to even spit it out because, like, you know, that's what it is, like, to the average listener. Like, unless you're ahead, to the average listener, it's just, you know, it's just the beat and a catchy chorus. But when you really, like, look at the roots of hip-hop, like, what it's really about is it's really always been about, like, social advancement and social change for the people. So, you know, like, man, we got to make sure that we keep that incorporated. Like, you know, it's so easy for everybody to start talking about fashion and jewelry. But in reality, I mean, you know, and everybody likes fashion and jewelry. I'm not one that don't like it, but, you know, it's just more important shit to talk about now. And everybody know that, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. So shout out your MySpace information, shout out your YouTube information, your email, whatever, as far as people getting in touch with you, your SoundClick, if they want to get some music, iTunes, do the whole rundown, brother.
Yeah, all right. Well, you go to iTunes and peep the Quad Almighty EP. They got it on there. You just go to iTunes and search Quad Almighty, and it'll come up. With YouTube, everything you can possibly think of online, I got some kind of... facets in there. So if you type YouTube/QuadAlmighty, I'll come up. If you go to MySpace.com/QuadAlmighty, I'll come up. ReverbNation/QuadAlmighty, I'll come up. SoundClick.com/QuadAlmighty. I mean, it's bananas. It's bananas. You know what I mean? The web is where it's at, though. Like, the web is really the new record store. It's the new, video box. Everything is on the web. So just get online and put Quad Almighty in there, and, you know, you're going to find something. You're going to find something good, revolutionary for your soul.
So what's been the overall experience like as far as being an independent artist, doing it on the level that you've been doing it out there in the biggest, you know, the mecca of hip-hop music? Like, what's been the response? What's been the overall story of how you've been doing it, man? Just let the people know exactly, like, you know, somewhat what it takes and what we can look forward to from you.
Man, you know what? My experiences have been good because I feel like being from the Midwest and coming out here, everything in New York is so fresh to me. Like, it's so many opportunities and, you know, the outlets, the like the just the platform that's already set up for hip hop. I feel like a kid in a candy store every day I wake up, and right. and the response that I get from people is like, you know, I feel like people see it as innovative because I see everything changing. By just, I feel like I'm opening up different opportunities and options for people. Like, people weren't even thinking about it like that. But mm-hmm. I feel like coming from Milwaukee and not really having as many opportunities as they got, like, I'm so used to, like, working with nothing. I come out here and got it. They like, wow, what's going on with it? So I feel like, I mean, you know what I mean? I feel like it's like, you know what I mean? It's an open oyster shell. I'm just in here.
Right.
Straight up, getting what I can get, and it's lovely. Like, you know, it's lovely. Like, I'm growing every day, you know? Like, it's getting bigger and bigger every day, and we just going to keep going, just like that.
Yeah. Shout out to the people that's performing on the 24th as well one more time, bro, just so people know.
You got AOK, fam. That's Fresh Daily, Picasso, 8th One, and Homeboy Sandman even going to come through. He got a unsigned...
Making a lot of noise. Yeah, and Homeboy Sandman making a lot of noise, and Fresh Daily. I've been seeing him in a couple of different places as well.
Yeah. Those cats be on their groovy, and they you know, they got like a unique style of flow. Like it's refreshing to hear something different, like straight up and down, but it's hot too. You know, like they like these new age cats, so that's
right.
Lovely. Then we got Pharoah Z. Pharoah Z is another like conscious MC. He been on the grind in Brooklyn for a long time. He even getting a lot of like blog press. Because, you know, he got, like, hot freestyle. But Pharoah Z is, like, I heard him described the other day as a mix between African Bambaataa, a Yoruba priest, and KRS-One. That's a perfect description of the dude, too. But he's a lovely.
Shout out to Pharoah Z for sure.
Straight up. And then we got my man.
Wild African.
Yeah, Wild African Society for sure.
We got
Public doing this thing, and that's Public is from Harlem, so Harlem gotta represent. But the thing about the contrary to most Harlem cats, Public is a revolutionary cat too, and he really about smacking whack MCs. So you gonna hear him shit on some MCs at the show. And then we got you coming through, man, and. You know, you always give us the doses of raw energy and, like, the real activism spirit that you carry, man. And it's invaluable, and we definitely need it. So, like, the show is going to be, like, you know, it's an overwhelming amount of talent, and it's only $7. Like, you know, that's another, like, that's the example about how it goes down. Like, it's not like, you don't be like that in New York. Like, shows don't be like that, you know what I mean? But out here, I'm really trying to give it to the people. Like, I'm really doing it for the people, so... You know what I mean? Like, you can come get a dosage of dope, uncut hip-hop for, like, the low-low. It's really for the common folks. So,
yeah, come for the people.
Yeah,
straight up, man. That's really a good thing.
Yeah.
Where can I hit you up at online as far as, like, direct contact, direct connect with you, as far as, like, email or MySpace?
You can go to you know, quad@quadalmighty.com. You can drop an email there. But in MySpace, you know, go to myspace.com/QuadAlmighty and send me a message. But, you know, everywhere, every site where you see Quad Almighty, it's a contact. You just click on the contact. Y'all know how it go on the line. You know, if you already listening to this online, so you already a master.
You know, already tuned in. There you go, for sure. And we're going to throw some links up, too, as well, on the blogtalkradio.com/VivaFidel, right on the home front page, so people can check out the YouTube videos. They can go get the direct link to your sites and everything like that, because I'm definitely proud of you, bro, and what you got going on out there. And I want everybody to be able to support it as much as possible on iTunes or whatever have you. CD Baby, you got down SoundClick, like you said. You everywhere, you grinding, bro. That's what it takes, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up, man. I mean, I'm so glad you create these arenas for us, man, because it just make it all, like, you another one of those inspiration factors. It be getting rough, and then, like, boom, you'll hit a brother up, and it's something like this. I'd be like, man, all of this shit is really going in the same direction, man. This is all meaning something, for real.
To believe it. Big shout out to rapfanatic.com. Fill them with more Quad Almighty info as well too. You know what I'm saying? We gotta stay on the grind and keep people in tune with what you got popping off this summer, and then, you know, as the album release and all that kind of good shit, you know what I'm saying? Then we talking up to Brooklyn to Milwaukee mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just gotta keep talking.
We got some heat for that too. We got some heat coming on that for sure.
actually was gonna happen. We're gonna have a major collaboration and get a different people involved, and you know, follow up, do another interview, and get everybody on the line. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to build and collaborate worldwide with all kind of comrades. That's what we do right here on live on the Viva Fidel Blog Talk Radio. .com. It's going down. QuietAlmighty.com. You got any last words you want to wrap up and shout to the people? I tried to download some of your music, man, but it's processing and it ain't letting me play it right now, but I should have did it a long time ago just in preparation, but I tried to grab some of your old shit. I found it online. You know, that's how easy it is. You just search, just Google the brother. He everywhere. Got it popping. Songs, man. And everything, you know what I'm saying? And you know you got a lot of love in the 414, man. Niggas really waiting to see you do it good and do it big, bro.
Man, I love y'all out there too, man. I love it. Hey, I just want
to
say, man,
come home. You know what I'm saying? We'll be fucking burning torches and rolling out carpets and shit.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need. straight up. Hey, big up to all of the revolutionaries out there. Everybody, freedom fighting, and fuck the police. I'm with you, son.
You already know we working hard against these devils out here. And,
man,
you know,
I
it's just an extension. Our music and our rhythm and what we carry through the drum, man, is just an extension of that. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, like you said in the interview with Natalie, it goes way deeper than hip hop. It's way before hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be way after hip hop. That's what we here to do.
Yeah, man. Good luck, man. Good luck.
I'm gonna be in touch with you, man. I'll be touching down out there sooner than later, so I'll be in touch with you. You know what I'm saying?
Bet. Hit me up. Anybody in the mail too. If you're coming out to New York, you better make sure you holler at Quiet Almighty. This Milwaukee got love out here now that I'm out here. We got love, baby.
For real. Busting through ceilings, knocking down doors.
That's the way we do. Yeah, for sure. Big up, man.
Yeah, bro. I'll be in touch, man. And, you know, tell cuz on everybody out there, man. It's number love.
Without a doubt. Peace, man.
Peace. Shout out to Brother Quiet Almighty. You listen to the blogtalkradio.com/VivaFidelRevolutionaryRadio, connecting you with comrades from all over the world. This is how I got to go down. And once again, big shout out to rapfanatic.com and Lady Sun, Super Nat, for the interview. I appreciate it. And all the listeners, y'all make sure y'all stay on point. Till the next time, we got some more shit. Make sure you listen to the archive shows also. We got some of everybody on there, from Adisa Banjoko, Wendy Day, Homer Blow, Indy from IndyHeat.com. So a lot of industry information, a lot of just real life shit on there for you to check out. So hit up the main page, blogtalkradio.com/VivaFidel. And get some of that revolutionary hip-hop in your life. You know what I'm saying? We signing out. Till next time.
Peace.